Oh, Christ.
Hey there. My name is Chris Johnson, and I don't really like people very much. You might say that I fucking hate people, but that might be too tough a stance because I don't really hate them. I mean, I do. I guess I just hate strangers, and I hate people I don't know, and I hate a lot of people I do know, but I don't hate everybody, and I really do like kind of like being out and fucking interacting and shit. I guess what I'm saying is I'm a fucking mess, and I don't really know what the fuck I want. Sometimes I'll go through fucking days where like the course of like one day where I'll fucking want to be with somebody and then I won't want to go out and then I'll make a fucking plans later on and then by the time the plans get there, I won't want to fucking go out. It's like it's a goddamn mess inside my fucking head at any particular time. But pretty much, I'm pretty much up for anything, I guess. I'll probably end up doing it even if I don't want to do it. I mean, I understand that shit's fleeting. You know, the divorce and how my relationship seemed to go, I don't want to fucking, like, miss things now. You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking... I got to take advantage of the fucking time that I got. I don't think I'm fucking old, and I don't think I'm fucking losing the time, but you never know when shit's going to fucking be altered. You don't know. Somebody might fucking move. You know, something might fucking happen to you, so you got to fucking... got to strike. So, like, when your buddy say, hey, guy, you want to go to the fucking bar after work? I'm fucking going, man. Yeah, how many fucking chances am I gonna fucking get to do this? You never fucking know what's gonna go down. People might change shifts, you know what I mean? It might fucking get altered. So, I try to take advantage of everything, and I recommend you do the same thing. But that doesn't mean I really want to talk to you. I mean, I want to talk to you, but like, in general, I don't really want to talk to you. If you're like me, I mean, not anxious and neurotic and formerly suicidal and shit, but if you're fucking like... If you have thoughts like that and people piss you off, you know exactly what the fuck I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying. You're my kind of person. The type of person where, like, if the fucking phone rings and you look at it and it's your mom, nah, I'm not going to answer that. Maybe later. Leave a message, please. Or, like, if you're out and you see your sister at the store. And it doesn't even have to be your sister. This isn't, like, an anti-family thing. I could see anybody I know at the fucking store. If I fucking see somebody at the store, like... I'm going to try to avoid you, in most cases. In most cases, I'm trying to avoid somebody I know at the fucking store. One time, I did see my sister at Wegmans, right? And she didn't see me. I go to the store, I want to get in and out of the fucking store, you know what I mean? I don't want to fucking talk to anybody. Usually, I'm wearing headphones. Sometimes, they're not even playing any fucking music. I've gone over this before. It's one of my tricks, just to get people to not fucking talk to me. But if my fucking sister saw me, she'd fucking say something to me. Or if it's, like, one of my friends, they're going to fucking say something to me. And I'm not always in the position to talk. I'm not always ready for that. I can't always handle that. So I see my fucking sister, and I'm like, oh my god, is that her? Is that the middle child? What the fuck is going on here? What time is it? What is she doing here? This is my neck of the woods. She doesn't live anywhere around here. This isn't supposed to happen. I get all fucking panicky. I can't have this interaction right now. This is my world. We can't have these collide. So I'm ducking in and out of aisles like I'm a fucking super spy. Like I'm on some kind of reconnaissance mission, and this person can't see that I'm spying on them. People are giving me fucking strange looks. Pick up a fucking magazine, you know, leaf through it. You got the fucking big stack of water, kind of peer around it. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on over there? Is she still there? No, she's gone. Okay, she just went down the cake aisle. I got some time now to grab some milk. Okay, which way is she turning? She's turning right. Shit, I gotta go fucking down there. God damn it. You know, it fucking changes the complexion of your entire shopping trip. I understand you might not be as anxious and neurotic as I am. But I'm telling you, you've had to have this feeling, right? You've had to have it. You gotta have it. You gotta have that little bit of antisocial tinge in there, don't you? I used to fucking hate when I worked at the office store, when people I know would come in. Couple reasons. One, they'd look at me and I knew they'd think I was a fucking bum. Like, what are you doing at the fucking office store? Don't you work at the radio station? You're a fucking loser. First, you gotta get past that shit. The second, I couldn't fucking go anywhere. They're going to talk to me. I gotta fucking talk to them. I can't go anywhere. I can't rip off my fucking name tag and run to the goddamn office. I can't do that. Wish I could, though. That would have been a good trick. Big Rig would have been like, what the fuck are you doing in here? Get out there! Big Rig wasn't always amused by my bullshit. So I guess a good way to summarize this, if I see you when we're out and I talk to you, you're in. Either that or I'm fucking lying to you. You know, you're going to have to fucking figure that one out for yourself. But no, you're in, right? Yeah, you're my buddy. I just don't know what to do sometimes. It's a situation where, like, I'm obsessive compulsive, but I don't plan my day out to the fucking letter. You know, I'm not Monk. But, you know, when I'm going out fucking shopping or something, like, I have, like, time set aside in my head. Like, okay, I'll be back by 8 o'clock. And if I fucking see somebody and talk to them, I'm not going to be back by 8 o'clock. It's going to fuck up my whole goddamn world. I got shit to do. I got fucking stuff to clean because, goddamn it, let me tell you something, a fucking side note, you know how fucking hard it is to organize a goddamn apartment when you were working 6 days, 60 hours a week for fucking year and a half? It's a fucking nightmare. This place is too small. I need another fucking bedroom. I got shit all over the fucking place. What the fuck is that? When you try to fucking clean and then, like, it just gets more fucking dirty? Like certain things are clean, but other stuff is more fucking cluttered? I'm a goddamn mess here. I'm a fucking mess here. All right. Tangent over. Check back in a couple of days. Sundays and Wednesdays, we got new fucking episodes. And you can send me a tweet at Johnson Hates You. And then, you know, pick a site and follow the cast. Podbean. It's got all the episodes. iTunes, Google Play, Acast. I don't even know what the fuck Acast is. But check it out, I guess. Tune in. Stitcher. You know. You'll find it.